transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
So we just finished the first week of the Triodion, and the church brings us one step closer to Great Lent and asks us yet again to engage in a little self-reflection, to try and figure out, as the ancient Greek saying says, gnothis afton, to try to figure out who we are. And so the church offers us this amazing gospel lesson, the parable of the prodigal son. A father and two sons. One son, the younger, we could say in modern terms, maybe a little too big for his britches, goes to the father and says, "You know, Dad, I don't want to wait for you to die. Why don't you just give me my inheritance now?" Father says, "Okay, here, take it." And he goes and he, according to the gospel, spends everything he had. Found himself with nothing and with nobody. All alone, the only job he could find is to feed the pigs. And it says in the gospel, he came to himself. He came to the self-realization that where he was in that moment was not really who he was. He came to a deep realization that he had strayed far off the path from his true self. Realizing that he would gladly have eaten the pig slop just to put something in his stomach. And so he realized, he says, "Remember, my father's servants." He wasn't even thinking of the brother. He says, "My father's servants had enough left over. And here I am, I'm eating the pig slop. I will rise and go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" This, my brothers and sisters, this profound repentance of this son, realizing in the most deep place in his soul that he was where he didn't need to be. Decided to return to his father. And as the story goes, the father, waiting for him, watching for him, even when he was yet out off at a distance, the father saw him coming and he ran to the son and restored him to his original glory in the family. You see, my brothers and sisters, if we are going to benefit from the great Lenten journey that is coming, we, like the prodigal son, have to look deep into our soul and ask ourselves, is this really where we belong? In the middle of this sinful behavior and this sinful world, is this really where we belong? The answer is no. We do not belong where we are. We belong with God. And like a loving father, God allows us to stray. God allows us to go off into the far country. But he waits for us. He waits for us like the devoted father, watching for our return, waiting for our return, and then coming and running and embracing us and restoring us to our original glory. But like the prodigal son, we, my brothers and sisters, cannot be restored by God so long as we remain in our sinful life. Now, maybe some of you are not to the point where you're eating pig slop. Maybe some of you are, poetically speaking. Maybe you have reached the point in your life where you look around and there's no one to hold you up, and that you have gone down the road where you don't want to be. Today is the day that you can return home to God. And it isn't just sitting in his church. The Father restored him to his original glory. And he entered and lived with the Father. We too, my brothers and sisters, if we honestly evaluate where we are and realize that we have to return to God, he is prepared, waiting to welcome us home. Now there's another brother who also did some self-reflection in this gospel. You may be tempted to associate yourself with the older, obedient brother, especially if you are in church more often than you're not. This son, he's out working the fields, obedient to his father, when the younger brother comes, and next thing you know, he can hear the music, and there's this big party at home, and he can't figure out what's going on, so he calls the servants, "What's going on? Your brother has come back." And in an instant, the older brother, his self-reflection led him away from God. He decided in that moment that he was going to be self-righteous, that he was going to point out just how good he's always been. Starting to sound familiar from last week's gospel? This older brother, realizing in himself that he had didn't want to have anything to do with the little brother, finds himself in hell. Because when he self-reflected, he decided he was better than everybody and could not bear the sight of his brother who he felt had betrayed him. You see, my brothers and sisters, when we reflect upon who we are, these are our two choices. Do we realize we are not where God wants us to be? Or do we think that we are righteous and do not need God's help? There's no middle ground. You can't be a little righteous and not wanting God. And so as we approach closer and closer to Great Lent, the life, the repentance, and the movement of the prodigal son back to God. This is our life. Our invitation from God. Our world, our secular world, is like a bunch of pig slop compared to God's love, compared to God's life. Do we want to keep eating pig slop, or shall we return to God? That is our choice to make today. And so the church calls us to reflection, to repentance, and to a new life restored by God to our original glory in His kingdom. This is what the church offers us. Life instead of pig slop. I, for one, prefer life. So join me and rededicate your lives. Return to the life that God wants for you and for me and for our children and for our neighbors and for our friends. And He will restore us to His glory. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.